Blog Talk Radio.
Citizens of YouTube, what's that thing, Stream, Switchboard, Streamlabs?
Yeah.
And Facebook, mm-hmm. Facebooking, all of y'all. Well, we got a very interesting show, man. We are doing well in the land of the living, just tired from working, but that's good. That's why we thank the Father for the Shabbat. It's good to be tired than fat and lazy. That's a fact, man. It is. Good to be working. Bunch of bass to all y'all. So anyway, all of y'all that's going to be contributing to the broadcast tonight, be it one of the avenues that we have, PayPal, Cash App, preferably, if you get to write down the address. Sloan, Brother Rob, hey, y'all. Preferably, I would prefer that y'all would just mail it in a money order. But if y'all want to use PayPal, make sure that y'all use friends and family. Because the new tax code and stuff, they're not going to charge. That's what they say. They're not going to charge tax on the friends and family. So, but if you just go ahead and just pay that. I mean, somebody sent a nice offer, man. They took $58 in the fee.
Wow.
And then they're going to tax you on top of that.
Right.
Y'all wake up. We see we got Pastor Corey in the house. Got his family here. Good to see all of them. Brother Snow, he in the house. And then we got his sons, the sons of Phillips, the sons of Thunder. Sons of Thunder, and then we are the rest of the Buckethead crew here straightway. Hallelujah. We good. We have fun in the Most High, y'all. You know, we got some more people that are getting ready to come over here from GOCC.
Mm-hmm.
They said there ain't nothing going on over there, man. It's all head knowledge. You know, stuff that enters the head and it never gets to the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All head knowledge. Enter the head and never get to the heart. But we doing, Pastor Will, how you doing?
Doing well, Chef. Doing well. Getting it in.
Y'all visited up there. Mentioned if they had that well. They had a digging that well. That's interesting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
How far did it go for the hit water?
Well, the first time they didn't hit water, it went 25 feet. 25 feet didn't hit, so they had to move on.
Had what?
Move. Pick a different spot.
25 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Man, I got well, man, 300 feet.
Whoa.
And one up at well of Doug is 187 feet, huh? Something like that.
Yeah.
And they stopped at 25?
He said he hit, he was saying that if he was going to go any further based on what was coming up, they was going to be hitting salt water.
Yep.
So they going to be flying something else.
Yep. Did he ever find anything?
He was gone.
No, y'all gone by then. Y'all see, they doing a lot of bills. They got to, man. They stacked up like sardines, so they got to spread out. They got to spread out. But y'all notice that now the grocery stores, the shelves are bare.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mind you, and they, of course, here in Tennessee, as soon as they get a forecast that one snowflake is going to hit the ground, everybody bum rush the store and they buy everything.
Yeah, sure.
And I mean everything.
Mm-hmm.
They even buy the plastic off the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they buy everything. And that's the first time someone's seeing that. She said, these people are crazy out here. I said, ain't that something you should thank the Father that you out here, you ain't got to worry about
mm-hmm.
bum rushing those stores. And, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She was just out doing regular old shopping. She knew. Figure it's gonna be all that with all these people out there running around like a madhouse. You know, it's that cattle mentality, that herd mentality. They do it like that. They do it all the time. Same. They're predictable.
Mm-hmm.
Literally predictable. But we got a very interesting broadcast here tonight. We're gonna talk about definitely a few things. You know, we've been pretty hot in trying to make sure that we have a comprehension of y'all's loss. And we've been hitting on some stuff to restore some stuff because, man, some of y'all missing the mark in a major way. And y'all have to understand that when we're preaching and teaching this stuff, we're trying our best to make sure that curses don't come up on us as a people. You'll think that after I just got there, I just get finished speaking about Abraham,
yep.
and he lying about his sister, and then he turned with the Isaac, and that was just one example of how things just automatically just passed down generations and stuff. And who's to say that when them curses passed down, that your sons are going to have any integrity at all to stick with Yah?
That's it.
See, we're playing Russian roulette today with our soul and our children's soul. I'm serious, man. We got to get this. We got to get this. And y'all have more given to y'all than what we ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all literally have, between all this preaching and teaching going on, this man, y'all got a smaller boy sitting in front of y'all.
Yes, sir.
You literally don't have no excuse whatsoever at all. We just have to be determined that you're going to fight against sin, hell, and the devil.
Hallelujah.
And that's just the truth. They said we got another 7-8 inches of snow. Is that right, Teach? Another 7-8 inches of snow coming up. And again, which is fine with us because, you know, when it snows, I'll tell you exactly what we do. We fire up that wood stove.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the house, still got our 6 slots on.
Just
open up the recliners. Ain't nobody going up that hill. Bud try to go up that hill. Bud ain't got no damn sense. No damn sense. I sit there and try. He's from Iowa. I sit there and seen him try to take a 2-wheel drive truck up 8 inches of snow.
Mm.
I just sit there and look and... Me and someone walked to the gym. The truck was in the ditch.
Boy.
We come back down. He's still trying to get out.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I said, brother, ain't you got any sense? Don't you know better? You know you ain't going to take no 2-wheel drive truck up this hill. Like, ain't you from Iowa? Don't it snow in Iowa?
Oh, it snows in Iowa.
It must don't snow there. I mean, if I got my black ass out there and walked up that hill, everybody else should be walking up in here if you plan on going up there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I tell you what. Well, hallelujah. It's good to have y'all here, each and every last one of y'all. Hope y'all been enjoying the teachings. And not only that, but actually going back and listening to them things again, revisiting them, because there's no way you can listen to these teachings and get it at one time. They're just impossible. You just simply cannot do it. You can't do it. All right? You got anything to say before we get started, Pastor?
I'm here, man. You know, I'm just really listening. I know the Spirit is going to lead you back to, you know, just some of the key things that you were talking about what's being found among Israel.
Mm-hmm.
See, that right there is, you know, I'm seeing and looking and at the same time wondering, how do we let ourselves get so far away from what the HaMashiach has done? I mean, this he made a strong plea and a case for us to have a chance.
Yeah.
A slim chance.
Yeah.
I mean, chance to get in. And I mean, we blow that like,
come on, Pastor.
You know, we got room to do whatever we want, but I'm in.
It's that residue of Christianity we still got on.
Mm-hmm.
Where we think we can relax everything and just say a few words, and then it's all bad and good, and we can go on. And I'm telling you, I told you, that's got to Satan did a job when he created the religion of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did he do a job.
Yep.
He got folks, we're going to go into this a little bit here, too. We're going to go into this a little bit because, check this out. Let me go ahead. Y'all know Dale Ruth did that video about Baki, gotcha, Elder, unhinged, right?
Mm-hmm.
We did that here. Listen to this. So, Hickman. Y'all know who Hickman is, right?
Yeah,
Baki Hickman.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so listen to this. All right, he's talking about the circumcision. All right? I want y'all to listen to him. And, of course, he's still doing his esoteric salutes and everything else. Look what he says right here. I want y'all to listen. Hey, if y'all can hear me, and everybody, I have y'all undivided attention. Boy, we low in the chat room tonight, ain't we? We used to have about like 500-600. What is going on? Hey, y'all take y'all cell phones and put them on airplane mode or something like that so we don't bog down the signal too, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, so check this out. He says, the circumcision, my thoughts. First of all, nobody asked you for your unsolicited thoughts. Are you following me?
Yeah.
So here we go. He said, to search my thoughts on the matter and how it affects our health. You know, who made him Dr. Fauci? So, think about this. He goes, you ready to hear this?
Come on.
Know what he said? He says, me personally, I don't believe in the physical circumcision of our son's penises. That's because we already proved that you don't even believe the Bible.
Right.
First of all, let's just get that out of the box. This is a man that don't believe the scriptures. No, he don't. I told you. See, at the right time, the Most High used me to not only challenge him, but to flush him out.
Mm-hmm.
To get them spirits manifested, mm-hmm. So you can see all the demons that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
That he's justifying by calling us, saying we come from green aliens. We were green.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't making this stuff up. I'm not making it. Wait till you hear this. So anyway, then he says, where I stand, again, nobody gets down where you stand. But he really thinks somebody got to be listening to this book. Where I stand, if our creator God wanted the foreskin cut off of our penises, see, now we're using logic,
yeah.
Humanistic reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You hear that, right?
Yes, sir.
Personal opinion,
yeah.
Which ain't nobody asked for.
Yeah.
As if he's some type of authority that somebody going to listen to him. So he says, where I stand, our creator God wanted the foreskins cut off our penises after our mothers birthed our natural naked bodies into this realm. Then our creator God would have never created me with foreskin in the first place. See, that's just enough to send your smart ass to a living burning hell. You can understand what I mean? So, you know, we're going to talk about this circumcision. We're going to make it plain. Because, you know, you got a lot of people confused between what they believe or they think they believe Paul is saying.
Yep.
You know, it's amazing how that, I don't care how many times we tell y'all that the New Testament is no place for brand new legislation or laws.
Mm-hmm.
They only submit to and they only rehash and they only quote what has already been done.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it's all said and done, if you're having problems comprehending what the law is saying, all you got to do is look and see what they did.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Is that hard?
No.
If you're having trouble playing ping pong,
mm-hmm.
because you think this or you think that, you think this, you think that, when all said and done, what did they do?
Right.
That's the acid test. We've had brothers come into the ministry and they, man, after they get this, they like, oh, man. They go get circumcised. They go get cut.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Abraham was 99 years old and he got circumcised. Ishmael was 13 years old and he got circumcised. And so what they try to do, they try to spiritualize everything, even though they act out of a natural cardinal mind.
Come on.
You hear me, see? That's what they do, man. All right, before we get going, y'all ever heard of this cat by the name of Rap the News? I ain't either. So anyway, I heard some people talk about this guy by the name of Rap the News. Me and Teacher Shay was talking about it last week, I believe it was. When we were snowing in. Anyway, Rap the News. So apparently, there's this guy by the name of Rap the News. Man, he been on our job for 4 years. Plus, just tearing up straightway.
Mm.
But it didn't make us no difference because we didn't know he was there.
Right.
So I went and checked in his archives. And the last time he put his mouth on us was when we were all up in Straightway Goshen.
Mm.
You remember we were all up there in December?
Mm-hmm.
Man, he tore us up, boy.
Hmm.
Anyway, January 1st, he died.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I don't even think that man even 40 years old.
Oh.
If he was that, he's cold turkey dead.
Wow. See?
And you know, after I did just, it didn't take long. It only took me about 10 minutes of investigation to figure out what was going on. You know the reason why that he's mad at us? Because he's one of these so-called Old Testament Hebrews that don't believe in the Messiah. So now, I wonder how they're voting for him right now.
Yeah.
He died without a saving. Think about that. You gone off into eternity.
Man. Right
on. And these proud people, it's going to hurt forever. Forever. Is that not something? Now, I'm not rejoicing in that the wicked are dead.
Right.
Huh? But I rejoice in that the word of Yah is true.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Y'all watch and see. Before my time is up, I believe, that's what I said, that the Most High, somebody's going to lie to me and he's going to kill them right on the spot. They're going to just drop dead.
Yeah.
I mean, the things are worse. Got to be again.
Yep.
He's restoring everything.
Yep. Yep.
Look how much we learned. Even I learned since being in the ministry.
Amen.
Right. I ain't know all this stuff was available because it wasn't taught in the church.
Right.
The Most High y'all revealed it to us as we were able to receive it and go forth.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. All praise to the Most High.
All praise.
Yes. So anyway, that's another one dead. We need to start writing down, teach all these people that's dying that or either getting beat up or putting their mouth on us.
Yes,
ain't gonna do nobody no good though.
Yes,
all right. So anyway, when we talk about the circumcision, the same people that tell us that the law is done away with are the same people that tell you you don't need to be circumcised. You think about that for a minute. And I've had brothers been in this ministry for quite a while, and they get it, man, and they end up going and getting cut. You get it? That's because every time you open up that door, man, it snows the insulation. I got to put that hole up right there. All right? Circumcision is obedience to Yah's law.
Yes, it is.
Physical circumcision is an outward sign of our covenant with Yah. You can't make it up because that's what Abraham.
That's what it is.
You can't make it up. I mean, that's just what it is. Are you following? It's just that simple. And it's a reminder to us that we are Yah's people.
Yes.
Yeah. See, so while he's giving all his unsolicited opinions, as if they're gospel truth, ain't nobody listening to that mess. Only care about what's written in the book. And what happens is today that people, they get crossed up in Christianity, people who don't keep the law, who do away with everything. Or what makes you think that they're going to preach and teach that you ought to do anything that is going to be beneficial for your soul salvation? Now, I can tell you right now that circumcision has nothing to do with your salvation. Just like when many of us, we got so-called, quote-unquote, saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, but we kept one commandment. Didn't know how to keep the commandment. But then when the Spirit came into us, we started keeping it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, this is where they mess up, trying to tell us, and we know they doctrine better than they do, that we don't know the favor or the grace of Yah. We know it better than they do. They grace and their favor teaches them to go be more ungodly.
Right.
Our grace teaches us to deny ungodly. Worldly lust. But there, you see the contrast?
Yes.
See the difference?
Yes.
So they ain't number a few people in this world that actually do circumcision anyway. The Israelites and the Muslims, and you got a few Africans that practice circumcision. Well, other than that, there ain't too many. Y'all shut that door. Well, y'all send this up in, okay? But the heathen Gentiles, the Europeans, they don't do circumcision at all. We are the circumcision of Yah that worship him in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
Now, once you understand the law, Torah, you will perform it. But we, you know, we got some scriptures. And we got to go there to get on it. Because ain't no need you sit up there hearing my words, because my words will be no greater than his words.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're sticking with that book. The book is the word.
Yes.
The word.
Yep.
Now, most people, what they mess up is they don't, you know, they always try to capitalize in Christianity and stuff. You know, well, you know, it was natural circumcision. But now we are spiritual. And ain't nothing spiritual about these people who claim to be spiritual.
Right.
But now we are spiritual. So, you know, circumcision is of the heart and not of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's called an assertion. Because
right.
I can show you in the law where the Most High commanded us to have our hearts circumcised.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, he heals with a great balance. You got a physical circumcision, and you have a spiritual circumcision. And he always put emphasis on the heart.
Yeah.
In everything he wants us to do.
Yes, he did.
We have been sacrificing, but our heart wasn't in.
Come on.
To what good is a multitude of your sacrifices?
Come on.
The Most High.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
He was always interested in the intent.
Yes.
Always interested. And he wrote that in the law, saying the same thing that Paul said.
Yeah. Come on.
That's good.
We're going to get into this. We're going to get knee deep in this. So, Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verses 12 through 16. We're going to come from the King James, since it's a subject that many of y'all, if we start going into the scriptures, most of y'all already confused when we read that anyway. So we're going to stick with this word right here from the King James, what you're familiar with. But if you hear us saying, Yahweh Elohim, that means Yahweh Lord, Elohim God. So if teacher say he reads it like this, let's get that out the box real quick. Or sometimes we just say Yah for what you say God. Alright? But amen. You know what? Before we get started right here, where is that the green alien thing? I want y'all to hear this now. That's why I call him Baki Hickman Unhinged. All right. Y'all watch this. What's this one make now? This one's about.
That's the green
unit. All right. Did y'all know that we started green?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody know any part of the earth is green? I seen red clay.
Come on.
I seen brown.
Yeah.
Hell, I even seen white dirt.
Man,
I've never seen no damn green dirt, and I've been to a lot of places on this earth. I haven't been to every place on this earth, but I promise you, I've been almost to every continent on this earth. I've traveled a lot. And everywhere I go, I make sure I pay attention to dirt, even the sand. Y'all listen to this. I'm going to put this, first I'm going to let y'all hear this. This is cut all the way up. I won't miss this. I want people to hear this buffoon. This is when you know that somebody is fully topped off with devils and demons. Watch this.
Chosen Malachi, yes, we were green. We once were green people. That's where our reptilian brains come from. I'm glad you mentioned that because that's going to be in part two, showing how we used to shine a different color hue at certain times of the year. That's why they call us colored people, for real. We are gods, but we did used to shine. We were green. And babies still get them green bruises on them black babies when they're born, showing the original color of their true skin. So, yeah, you're right about that, Chosen Malachi.
Man. How many children?
Yeah.
Sam, you ever seen any green bruises on there? I ain't seen no green. I've had three of them. I ain't never seen no green bruises on none. He said, we got reptilian brains. No, you got a reptilian brain. You look like a damn reptile. Look at your head. Look like a damn reptile.
Wow.
Y'all hear it? We started green. That's why he calls us colors.
What do you say?
Stop this mess, man. Stop it.
But you know what?
Y'all.
Yeah, you're right. Bullshit. Do
yeah,
get deep.
Hold up.
He just ruined it. Y'all hearing this, right? This rhetoric. Go ahead.
The kingdom is going to be on earth, right?
It's coming to the earth.
It's coming down, right? It's
coming down to this earth.
And see, that's what I'm saying. Y'all intended for us to rule and reign in the earth. What other being, and we not going too far away. I mean, this is just facts.
Yeah.
If I'm going off of, y'all said this is your wisdom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And your understanding.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Before all the nations.
All
so if I'm going off of that, and it's real talk. See, if I'm wrong, I'm willing to say I'm wrong. But see, I'm not going to believe in this and then see the manifestation of this.
Right.
And then go and believe I was green. I didn't even know I was green, but I'm seeing a manifestation.
That
don't work for the Most High.
That was you giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I mean, there's no benefit of the doubt. It's just like, I'm just saying, I keep it plain. We praying.
Yeah.
We following Torah.
Following the book.
And we looking for the Most High Yah.
That's right.
To redeem his people.
That's
yes,
right.
Simple, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it ain't too much more than that. I don't want to go outside of there. I don't want to be green. I don't want to be nothing else. It just is what it is.
Come on, bro.
Is this guy still up?
You know, and I'm saying because, you know,
hey, you're in here. Go ahead.
To me, that takes people so far out. People who just want to experience the Most High God, right?
That's what the devil's supposed to do, though.
This is mind-blowing.
Pastor, is this the first time you heard
this
stuff?
This is the first time I heard this.
You got no?
That's
the last 30 seconds. All right, we got one more clip. If y'all can stomach this. Let me see what this thing says. This thing says,
I don't know. I can't really see it. He's just showing them.
Global patterns of lineage. This equilibrium at the CD4 locus.
Mercy. Oh.
And modern human origins. Now, damn, if I lost my mind, I could write a damn book.
Yeah.
Well, all right, here we go.
These people out here and act like this is fake. It's real. It's real. You a God, and they proved you a God for you. See, if you can get into meditation and prayer, just unlocking your melanin clusters, you know, unlocking the 12 disciples of the 12 cranial nerves that's within inside of you, you know what I'm saying? You can get that by unlocking a ruling horse within you, by balancing all these different spiritual systems is talking about the same thing, unlocking the God that's within the black man.
Oh,
all religions is talking about you. Facts. These are the fact of the matter. We just don't want to discuss these things. They talking about it in their own paperwork.
See, and I'm from the South, Tennessee. We call that bullshit where I'm from.
Oh, man, that's bullshit.
That's what I'm saying. He done lost all credibility. Who gonna listen? That's a rap, man. Who gonna listen to that, man?
There's people listening, man. There's people willing to go to the grave with.
Where the blind lead the blind.
Mm-hmm.
Who gotta fall into
it? I love lies.
Yep.
Yeah.
I couldn't rock with that.
See, y'all see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And see what that was, and the Most High Yah, he uncovered that at the right time, because he always had believed this stuff.
Yep.
He was just fleecing the flock of Yah,
right?
Fleecing Yah's people for a benefit. Where my Bentley at, man? I got a Bentley in here somewhere. I got two Bentleys in his office, but anyway, we'll get to him later. But he got a real Bentley. I don't know if he still got it now. This one, we ain't even fought it out in the rap yet.
Yes.
Look at that Bentley right there.
That's it.
I told y'all I won't get Bentley. They sent me two of them. Thanks, love me. You think about that one?
Clean, too.
It sure is. It's still rap. Now, you think about that for a second. He has literally believed this stuff the whole entire time.
Eight years.
See what I mean? By your own words, you're either justified, and by your own words, you are condemned.
Yep.
I think that one's right. Before we get going right here, let me check on this one right here. See where we at, because I think that one's messing up bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, see, that one was off right there. See where we at? So let me go ahead and knock this out and cut this one off. That's that dang Microsoft stuff, man. Man, I appreciate y'all, every last one of y'all that contribute to the broadcast tonight and everything. So we get ready to go on with circumcision here, all right? Now, Marine. Chapter 10, verses 12 through 16. Come on, teach.
And now, Israel, what does your Elohim require of you?
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
He's asking Israel, what does Yahweh, your Elohim, require of you? Look what he requires. Come on.
But to fear Yahweh, your Elohim.
Did y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
That's the first thing he requires, that you fear him. Yes, come on.
To walk in all his ways.
Not the Habanaki ways.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I may have got it wrong, but I'm telling you, man, I think they done stole that chicken wing name up there in Indiana, bro, Rob and Daniel. But come on with it.
And to love him.
And to do what?
Love him.
And the only way you can love him is by obeying his command.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
And to serve Yahweh. Your Elohim.
With what?
With all your heart.
With what?
All your heart.
With how much of your heart?
All your heart.
And how much?
With all your soul.
Now, don't the law say that if somebody rise up and they dream a dream or somebody tell you, let us go and fall off to these other gods and all this stuff. I mean, it's already written in the law, right?
It's written. That's true.
Yep. That's why I keep telling you, people fortunate today because I tell you, we would have a deep graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have a deep one. We'd have to dig it so deep and throw bones on top of bones.
Hallelujah.
With the way that these people are leading and trying to deceive the heart of the people.
Yeah.
So Yah requires us to love him,
mm-hmm.
all our heart, all our soul. Keep going.
To keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes, which I command you this day for your good.
For our what?
Good.
Come on.
Behold, the heaven. And the heaven of heavens is Yahweh, thy Elohim. The earth also and all that is therein. Only Yah has a delight in your fathers to love them. And he chose their seed after them.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Not only the Father, but he chose the seed that includes us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's why I keep saying we can't be playing around with this thing.
Hallelujah.
See, well, now I'm telling you. I do believe that the latter is going to be greater than the former, but our judgment is going to be severe.
Yeah.
The reason why it's going to be severe because we've had a great cloud of witnesses already before us.
Yeah,
you know?
Yes, sir.
Yep. We've already had instructions, and people already have made the mistakes. We got a book that's already laid it out for us.
Yep.
Read on.
Even you, above all people.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
As it is this day.
Now, here we go. We're talking about circumcision, right?
Yes,
mind you, they only just want to speak with the New Testament, and they only just want to tell you circumcision, okay, it's of the heart, you don't have to do it in the flesh and all this other stuff, but I keep telling you, where do y'all think Paul got this from?
The law.
Well, we're getting ready to show you exactly where Paul got it from. Not only did he believe in a physical circumcision, but he believed in a spiritual circumcision. Read, teach.
Circumcised. Therefore, the foreskin of your heart.
The foreskin of your what?
Your heart. And be no more stiff-necked.
You hear that?
Yes, sir.
Not only just physically do it, but damn, circumcise your heart.
Yes.
Change your mind.
Yes, sir. New creature.
Mm-hmm. It's written right here in the Torah.
It's written. Yep.
You see how these people, and some of you want to believe their rhetoric. Because it suits you, because it's something you don't want to do.
That's it.
But blessed are not the hearers of the word, brother. Show me your faith without works, I'll show you my faith by
works.
And faith without works is
dead.
So don't give me that rhetoric.
Come on,
we mean none of that rhetoric.
Straight word.
You people stiff-necked. And you're uncircumcised in heart.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, seeking all types of justification rather than just doing what the law says.
Yep.
All right, watch this one. So, again, people have a tendency of just focusing on things that they want to believe. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Deuteronomy 30, verse 6. had to put this together, man, before Boss Talk. Come on.
And Yahweh, your Elohim, will circumcise your heart.
Wait. Yahweh's going to circumcise your flesh.
Your heart.
You hear that? Yahweh's going to circumcise your what?
Heart.
Yahweh's going to circumcise your heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's right there in the law.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
And the heart of your seed.
Come on.
To love Yahweh, your Elohim, with all your heart.
Yes.
And with all your soul.
Yes, sir.
That you may live.
Come on.
And Yahweh, your Elohim, will put all these curses upon your enemies.
Now, let's stop here for a second. See, the reason why that Satan and his system has tricked you into believing you don't have to do this, because he wants the curses to remain on you.
Come on. Yeah. True.
But Yahweh said, if you will love me and obey me, I'm going to put all these curses, all the curses that were up on you, I'm now going to put them up on you.
Yeah.
And why in the hell we want to act and fall off a cursed nation and don't believe in the law anyway?
No.
Yeah. That's it. Come on.
Now, here's the law talking after the doctrine that some of you say you believe.
Come on.
And that same law we're getting ready to see requires physical circumcision.
Come on,
yes.
With it.
Yes.
Read.
Come on.
Read.
And all them that hate you, which persecuted you, and you shall return and obey the voice of Yah, and do all his commandments which I command you this day.
Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh, your Elohim, will make you plenteous in every work of your
hands. Hallelujah. That's why I keep showing these dogs right here.
Yeah.
I keep showing these dogs right here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not trying to build mansions. Even though this outlaw getting ready to build is going to look like one.
You know? Yeah.
But I'm not trying to build mansions. I'm trying to build dwelling places.
Yeah.
I mean, because let's get rid of this. The only thing we really truly need is a bed and a shower.
Come on,
sir. We got shelter.
Yep.
But see, God said, if you will obey me, he is going to make you plenteous in the works of your hands. He won't plant no money tree out back for you. He's going to grow Benjamin Franklin's and all his other stuff. And, see what I mean?
Yeah,
plenteous in working hands. And I'm telling you, look at my hands. My hands ain't getting no younger. They're getting older. And I still got these things on me, man.
Mm-hmm.
They there, pal. They ain't going nowhere.
No.
Come on.
In the fruit.
I remember I used to sit there and watch Dad die, and I started doing, he used to take a razor blade and cut them things off. So I started taking a razor blade, cut them. I said, oh, man, that's good. They smooth again. Well, then a month later, they back again.
Yeah.
They right back again.
Mm-hmm.
So I just leave them alone.
Amen.
They'll get off as you work.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Read on. But y'all see the blessings of y'all, right?
Yes, sir.
Obedience, it's a spiritual thing. He's going to turn around and make you plenteous in the works of the young hand. Come on.
In the fruit of your body.
And the fruit of your what?
Body.
And the fruit of your body is your seed.
That's it.
That's your seed coming out to you. Come on.
And in the fruit of your cattle.
The fruit of your what?
Cattle.
Fruit of your cattle. I just got finished eating. I don't tell you, we don't eat like y'all eat out there.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, these brothers just got finished eating chicken that was raised here on this land.
Mm-hmm.
And we butchered ourselves. And I just got finished eating some deer that these brothers killed for dinner. Mm-hmm. I ate dinner, kale that we grew in the greenhouse.
Right.
And rice.
Yeah.
And some backstrap. Beef tips.
Mm-hmm.
Smothered.
Mm-hmm.
And brown.
Come on.
Mushrooms.
Come on.
Shoot. I mean, good. You see what I'm saying? Could have been one you shot. Don't know as long as it's on that plate.
Come on, watch this. And in the fruit of your land. We're good.
You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
See, all these blessings come upon you. Not because you're trying to live like the Gentiles.
No.
We're not here sitting down permanent roots. We're here to survive until the king comes.
Yeah!
And we're going to inherit the king.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And we're going to have servants.
Woo!
Yeah. There we are.
Yeah.
We want people to plow our field.
Yeah,
oh, man.
Tell it.
I hate to, I'm going to say this anyway. We're going to even have people licking this dust off our food.
Yeah, yeah.
No, y'all think of y'all playing around with this stuff.
Yeah.
He going to turn this thing so bad.
Yeah.
Y'all better read the prophet.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, we don't want to read that right here. We don't want to think about it. You better start thinking real quick.
Oh, yeah.
You better get in y'all's favor and graces.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's great.
Right there.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll again rejoice over you for good.
You hear that?
Yes, sir.
He's going to rejoice over you for what?
Good.
Come on.
As he rejoiced over your fathers.
Come on.
If you shall hearken, shall hear unto the voice of Yahweh, your Elohim.
And do what?
To keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the law.
Come on.
And if you turn unto Yahweh, your Elohim, with all your heart and with all your soul.
That's all you got to do.
Yes,
just turn. See, but what we want to do, we want to have one foot in the world, and one foot in God. As the world says, we want to have our cake and eat too. They ain't no damn cake out of the world is any good.
Right.
No. That's what we want to do. We want to teeter between the fence line. We want to just like, and try to get the good of both. You can't get the good of both. You just need one or the other.
That's it.
Yep. And I found out y'all's all good.
Yes. Woo! Yes.
Y'all's all good.
Hallelujah.
All good.
Hallelujah.
Watch this. So, we first of all, we read that part to let you know that it's already in the law that he's going to talk about the heart, the circumcision of the heart.
Yeah.
Just in case, you know, your Christian mom and daddy and your preachers and everybody done missed it. And so when you get over there, see what they want to do, they want to just capitalize on Paul talking about the circumcision of the heart.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to capitalize on the concrete evidence of him being circumcised in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And also taking Timotheus and circumcising him as well. They don't want to do that. They don't want to talk about that. Why? Because this is an anti-Messiah spirit that is 100% totally against the obedience of the law.
Yes,
and then they try to couple it with, well, you're trying to work. Yeah, you damn right. I'm trying to work out
my
salvation. And I'm doing it with fear and
trembling.
What do y'all say? If you fear me, love me, keep my commandments.
That's it.
This man has been a curse to obey him.
Right.
This man has been a curse to fear him.
Right.
I mean, you're going to fear him any damn way, whether you like it or not.
Ooh.
You should have learned that on Mount Sinai.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When he came down.
Smoking,
all of a sudden, this one being comes out.
Ooh.
Yeah, the one, you know, the one that was born in that manger.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Born
come on.
Come on.
Come
on. Created a universe.
Yep.
Came in a fashion and form of sinful man.
One.
Triumphed over all of
the
iniquity and sin and transgression that there was.
Yes,
just to make a way for us.
Hallelujah!
But y'all know how you are. You know what I'm saying? We would have said, well, you'd have set up on your throne. But see, you ain't never walked a mile in these shoes.
Yeah.
Well, y'all was more than a mile.
Blues.
Had it all planned.
Yeah.
Ain't nowhere else to go.
Nope.
Nothing else to go.
Uh-uh. No.
Satan got you a nice little, they call it a joyful time in this world, but it's only short-lived.
Oh,
short
yeah.
Kind of like a piece of candy.
Yeah. Grab
one. Oh, a piece of candy, man. It tastes good while on a short period of time.
Yep.
We were sugar DTs.
Mm-hmm.
What a mess.
Mm-hmm.
You will trade eternal life for this mess.
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. We was talking about this. Check this out. So it's straightway, before any of you so-called Israelite brothers are going to get married to one of our daughters of Zion, we're going to check and make sure your ass is circumcised.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Yeah, that's good.
We're going to allow no uncircumcised heathen.
That's good.
So-called converted.
Hey, that's just what the word says. That's in the book. That's it.
Yep. I said, don't you give your daughter to one of another nation.
That's it.
That's
hallelujah.
You claim to be Israel, but your ass won't get circumcised.
Man, appreciate that.
Some of you are.
And I want to go to
the other. Come on! Some of you are circumcised in the flesh, but you still ain't circumcised. We always having problems out of you. Always having trouble out of you. Always, always, always an issue.
Good.
The book covered all. Covered both ways.
That's a great battle.
Yeah, come on, though. Ain't only if y'all getting silent on us now. Come on now. Where y'all at? Oh, they were moving there. Come on. Where y'all at? I told you, we've been hot. We've been hot talking about nothing but the law. We've been doing everything.
Oh, yeah.
And we not only been coming from the law, but we've been coming from what you call old and new. Bringing about a true balance, because y'all hate to fall off the
ball. Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
I'm so glad you're here, because I ain't going to do this tomorrow. No, I'm serious.
Oh, I'm
glad.
No.
We're going to set a moral compass in this ministry.
Okay.
We're not going to be like the foolish people that's going before us. We got one chance at this life, and only one chance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And only one.
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to squander eternal life for just what the Bible says, that there's pleasure in sin. That's a snack.
Because
it is pleasure.
Yeah, it is.
But it's only for sin.
Yeah.
But the joy of Yah! Come on, man! Shemot chapter 4, verse 20 through 27. And we're gonna lay this down right here.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because we had an issue. Y'all do know that Moses wasn't circumcised when he went down the Nile,
mm-hmm.
and he ended up in Pharaoh's house.
Right.
Y'all do know this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make one of them a few days on.
Uh-huh.
No, he didn't make it, amen. He was pounding out.
Yep.
Because if he would have been circumcised, the Egyptians would have picked him up and go, what is this?
Yeah.
Oh, this is one of the Hebrew boys right here.
Yeah.
That's letting you know that the ancient Hebrews were a colored people.
Right.
A melanated people, because they blended right in with the Egyptians. And mind you, Moshe was raised in all the wisdom of the Egyptians.
Yeah,
he was a prince.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You think about that for a minute. And it wasn't until that it came to him one day of the knowledge of who he was and who his people was, just like it came to you one day.
In
the fullness of time it came.
Hallelujah.
So watch this. So then, next thing you know, Moses had a conflict. Killed an Egyptian.
Yeah.
Y'all know the story.
Yeah.
Y'all know the story. He killed an Egyptian, right?
Yeah.
So he killed the Egyptian, and then he saw two brothers, you know, like y'all foolish-ass brothers be doing, in conflict with each other.
Yeah.
We ain't supposed to be in conflict with each other. We supposed to be in conflict with people outside of the church. And the brother turned around and says, who you made you judge over us?
Right.
Didn't you kill that Egyptian?
Yeah.
And after he fled at that sand.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He fled at that sand. You give me your content.
Yeah, you got
all you people don't think we don't know what the hell we're talking about. So anyway, Moses gets out there and he marries a Midianite. Remember, Jethro was a Midianite.
Yeah.
He marries Zipporah.
Yeah.
And then he ends up having Gershom, his son.
Yes, sir.
But Moses was very apprehensive about circumcising his son. Wow, that's that residue of that damn Egyptian is still in there.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Yes.
And Mosiah told him straight up, look at here, nigga, I'm going to kill you.
Yep.
Straight up. You don't think y'all are serious about it. He required it of Abraham, but not of us.
Come on, fam.
But he required it of Moshe, but not of us. You're a fool.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You're a damn fool. Let's get to the book, man. Come on. Let's get Exodus chapter 4, teach, verse 20 through 27. Read on, teach.
And Moses,
what do you do?
Took his wife and his son and set them upon an ass.
Come on.
And he returned to the land of Egypt, and Moses took the rod of Yah in his hand.
Come on.
And Yah said unto Moses, when you go to return into Egypt, see that you do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I put in your hat.
Now you think about that. I'll say it over and over again, Pastor. The only miracles that people are seeing today, more than anything, mostly sin are coming from us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Most I told Moses, you make sure you do all these wonders in front of Pharaoh.
Yep.
Right. Every single one of them.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing them amongst our people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you following me?
Yes,
because that's where we at in timing.
Yes, sir.
But the time is coming.
Yes, sir.
That the thing that was is going to be again.
Oh, yes, sir.
Because y'all got some people out there that is halting between two opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way they're going to be bought out is who got the power.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Now, we got other Israelites. They're walking in his power as well, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But you heard the instructions of the Most High of Moses, right?
Yes, sir.
Let's read on. See, this stuff is rich.
Yes,
it's extremely rich.
Yes, sir.
You hear me, son?
Yes,
this stuff is rich. Read on.
Come on, sir.
But I will harden his heart.
He going to do what?
Harden his heart.
Come on. And see, everybody said when they talk about the English, they can harden heart. What Yah does is he puts something in front of him that he despises, and it causes their Pharaoh's heart to be hardened even more so.
Because
he ain't going to submit, because he thinks he's Amun-Ra.
Right.
He thinks he's Yah, God on earth.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
God of the sun and stuff. You know, like Baki with them Anunnaki chicken wings.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go on, man. Read on.
That he shall not let the people go. And you shall say unto Pharaoh.
What are you going to say?
Thus saith Yah, Israel is my son.
Israel is my what?
My son.
Israel is my
son.
Even my
firstborn.
You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what firstborn mean, right?
Yep.
Firstborn mean you got the right to inherit.
Yep.
It's more than just words.
Yeah.
I've chosen these people right here to be a special people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
come on,
man. Right here,
come on. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Inherit.
Yeah.
So if you got all these them so-called Jewish people can be proud and even though they hijack our faith, why can't we? Be proud.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be proud.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's funny. So I went out to Colorado this week to marry, to do a ceremony with Luke and his wife-to-be, right?
Yes, hallelujah.
And, of course, there was all these people out there. And, you know, and the white people like calling it Torah observance. Messianic, all these other names and stuff. So I had some people come up to me, we're Sephardic. I said, oh, you are? I said, I'm an Israelite.
Oh, yeah.
So I said, we're Sephardim. I said, really? I'm a Yehudi. So we go over there and get a drink. He got a drink. He said, Hakim. I said, I'll tell him, I'm going to say shalom. Hey, open up the one of the things over there. Is there one over there? Yeah. You got a knife over there. And I'm going to put a drink offering on that, too. But you got all these people gloating. And I just got finished doing a scripture study with my family on where the Sephardim come from.
Mm-hmm.
They was like, these boogers are nothing but pagan transplants into the land of Samaria, and they're proud.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's what they were like, look, I said, it's all sin right here.
Wow.
Well, you don't think they were loving it? They were loving scripture study. Like, it is one of the things, it's sweet, bittersweet.
Yeah.
You're like, it was good script, so sorry y'all weren't here, but I wasn't
here.
But don't worry about it. If y'all go back into the archives from 2012, 13, 14, 15, I covered all that. I covered all that before Ron Dalton came out with them books.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Yep.
Go back and check it out in the archives. I'm talking about all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Did I not teach?
Amen.
Covered every single nook and cranny of it. I just didn't write no book.
Yeah.
Because I ain't got no time to sit on my ass writing a book right now. And don't get me wrong. I have respect for people who write books because writing books is hard. Mm-hmm. Writing newsletters is hard. Mm-hmm. Especially going to tell the truth. But anyway, so watch this. Where were you at, Teach?
We just finished with 422.
Come on.
423. And I say unto you.
Hold on. Are y'all still there online? Y'all still there in the chat room? Y'all still there? Type in 3. Type in 3. You still there? Come on.
That's good, Pastor.
Go ahead.
And I say unto you, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if you refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay your son.
Y'all remember the story, right?
Yep.
Moses said flat out, you don't let my son go, Israel, my firstborn, then I'm going to kill your son.
Yep.
Come on.
Even your firstborn.
Now watch this. Verse 23.
And it came to pass.
Where you at?
Verse 24 now.
Read verse 24.
And it came to pass, by the way, in the end.
Come on.
That God met him.
Now, hold. You hear what just got finished going down, right?
Yes, sir.
Y'all just got finished telling Moses, tell Pharaoh this is what's going to happen to you.
Yep.
After that, immediately after that, y'all met Moses.
Yeah.
And look what he says.
Yeah.
Read.
It's sought to kill him.
It's sought to do what?
Kill him.
It's sought to do what?
Kill him.
Y'all was sought to kill the one who took deliver the message.
Yeah.
He just sought to kill Moshe.
Yep.
Why? Read.
Then Zipporah.
What did she do?
Took a sharp stone.
And did what?
And cut off the foreskin of her son.
And come on, read on.
Yeah. And cast it at his feet.
Say again.
Cast it at his feet.
Read.
And said,
you are what?
Surety. A bloody husband art you to me.
Come on.
So he let him go. Then she said, a bloody husband you are because of the circumcision.
Y'all hearing that, right?
Yeah.
That's just like some of y'all people today. You sit up there, you got all this damn fear and this uncertainty in there into you and stuff like this, and you don't want to meet the conditions of the righteousness of the law. You don't want to circumcise.
Mm.
You don't want to do it. Zipporah was a Midianite.
Yeah.
Apparently, even though Jethro was a priest of Midian, apparently they didn't practice his circumcision stuff. And whatever issue Moses had, the Mosaic God said, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
You better circumcise this boy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He still didn't do it, but Zephra did it.
Mm-hmm.
Zipporah did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then threw the foreskin at him. We would call it dishonor and disrespect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what can Moses do?
Right.
She did it just to avoid him getting killed.
Yeah, right.
Come on. Just letting y'all know. Now, I'm going to say this with all respect.
Mm-hmm. Come on, sir.
With all respect. Yeah. I respect Abraham and Moses.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
When you read about the things that they were weak in the flesh in,
right.
It was written for our admonition.
Yes, sir.
It was written for our learning.
Yes,
are you following?
Yes,
letting you know that they were humans just like us,
yes, sir.
Dealing with challenges.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But the Most High Yah ain't playing no games.
Yes.
All right, let's read on.
Y'all sit there.
What do you say?
Go into the word.
And then, see, now we're skipping thoughts of what's going to happen. You know, because everybody think everything is chronological order. You could be in one scene here, the next, and then another scene to the next.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
And he went and met him in the mount of Yah and killed him.
Keep reading.
And Moses told Aaron all the words of Yah who had sent him and all the signs which he had commanded him.
Read.
And Moses and Aaron went and gathered together all the other elders of the children of Israel. And Aaron spake all the words which Yah had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people. And all the people believed. And when they heard that Yah had visited the children of Israel, and that he had looked upon their affliction, then they bowed their heads and worshipped.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And see, what I'm trying to do, in this day, time, and hour we're living in right now, I'm trying to stop all this vain worship, Pastor.
Yep.
Here we are meeting on y'all's command and more things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we come together 3 times in a year.
Uh-huh.
All right, we meeting and on y'all's command and more things, and you got all these people out here running dirty, shouting in iniquity.
Right.
Thinking we don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I catch them all.
Yeah.
You know what I do, Rudd? I wait to clean house debt season.
Yeah.
to make sure that when we get to the next Passover, mm-hmm. we can have a good Passover.
Yeah,
hallelujah. We can have a good Passover.
Hallelujah.
You understand what I mean? I catch them. And you know how I catch them? Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that something where you ain't thinking about nothing, and then all of a sudden it enters into your mind and spirit, and then y'all gets them.
Mm-hmm.
Just when you thought that didn't nobody see, then y'all all of a sudden he forms a question, frames a word,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden opens up the mind of the preacher. What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What you saying?
Yeah.
Oh, now wait a minute. Who is this?
Yeah.
Start investigating. You wouldn't believe. Y'all remember when I first went on Sister about 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago.
Yes, sir. Yes. Oh, yeah.
It was just me and Ass Pot up there,
yes,
right?
Sir. Yes, sir.
Man, that opened up a proverbial can of worms.
Yes.
People just started repenting left and right.
Wow.
No, I ain't not doing nothing. I was just up there just preaching. You know?
Yeah.
Man, all of a sudden people, at least so I can give them credit for one thing. At least they did have the fear of Yah.
Oh, yeah.
At least they did.
Hallelujah.
Because that word convicted, I'm telling you, it convicted a lot of people.
Hallelujah.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, man, I'm a pastor here in the ministry. I don't even want to be excommunicated.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to stick with Yah.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And to stick with Yah is to be with his people.
Yeah, that's it.
Come on, because Yah coming back for his people.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. Yeah.
Enjoy it, Pastor.
But, you know, you're saying something. And that's the thing about, you know, even for myself, Shepard, I know. Stand tied, this is what I'm about to say, stand tied into the vine, the true vine. Is it? You know, because that right there, aside, remember he said, aside from me, you are nothing.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. And but people operate outside the vine.
Yeah.
And don't think, and then it be things like you just said, because I can go, Josh can tell you, man, we was in Kansas City. I mean, it was like, past, we left the feast, won the tabernacle. And it seemed like everybody was sick for 6 months. Every time I turned around, I'm like, why are my children getting this sick?
Yep.
I mean, growing up. I said, wait a minute.
Time out.
Something is in the camp. Now, I'll be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going before the Most High, Yah, to ask. Now, wait a minute. You can't go before the Most High Yah if you're not spiritually discerning. You're
right.
Tuned in. You're not in the mind. The
mind
is
going to
let you know. And not clean.
Not clean.
The mind is going to let you know something is in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you better get in there.
That's good.
You see? And, man, when the Spirit unction you there, you're going to have to respond.
You're going to have to.
And like you said, you know it just dropped in you. I told him, I said, by the end of June, because that's what was in my spirit.
Come on.
By the end of June, we're going to know what's in here. Watch what I tell you.
Mm.
Past the last day of June. I'm like, that's when we found out about miracles and stations. The last day, it came right out. I said, why? I said, didn't I tell y'all?
Yeah.
Yep. I didn't know what, when this first came, all I know, I just wanted to know what was going on. I didn't have no clue about this.
No.
Nobody.
But see, and nobody's paying attention. They will think, oh, it's just a regular old sickness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People just that. But see, you had to be in tune.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Walking with Yah.
Yeah.
Because everybody don't interpret it the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But the person here, they all, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
You got these boogers closet lesbians bringing a curse on Israel. Y'all, he's trying to talk to us the same way he always acts.
That's it.
Come on, preach.
Wait a minute. He said like he always has. But remember, the words say he's the same. So if you don't know that God, you ain't so
come on.
Bring it in. Then you're not going to even look for it. All I'm looking for is the wisdom that he said was in this book. And that's how we're going to make it now, and we're going to make it whenever it
kicks in.
Yeah.
Because we are tuned in to the ancient
of
days.
Yeah.
Yes. We tuned in to
it.
You understand?
Yes,
I didn't want y'all to miss that.
Yes, sir.
I didn't want y'all to miss it because Pastor's bringing something right now that you all are a generation sitting in here. You soaking this up. You got to understand. This is where you got to stand firm. Your feet got to be dug in on this because this is what the charge is. The charge is to bring up a generation.
You bring up a generation. Stand up, boy. Generation.
That's
right here.
Right there.
Stand up, generation.
Yeah.
And you tell me they ain't a generation.
That's it.
Past 40 years.
Hey,
thank you, son. Come on, Pastor.
You mean you
10 toes down like Rob said.
And you know, we have to understand the severity of that because, see, what's happening, and you look how wicked the times have been. I mean, it's extreme, Bob. Wicked.
Yeah.
And so, but also, look what y'all doing. Oh, remember, he preserving righteousness.
Hallelujah.
He preserving.
Oh, yeah.
In the midst.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what the importance is. This is why you can't, don't be the one that slip. Don't be the one that slip and go down when this word is coming forth to admonish you to be a part of this. Be the one that when he throw the sickle in, he see that the harvest is and he didn't reap. And we was the ones hoping.
Right.
You understand?
Yes, sir.
Man, I bet he know.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I am eating. I'm a good looker.
Yes, sir.
But see, this is where all leaders of communities, all heads of assemblies, you start seeing stuff going awry. You got to, you really truly got to stick with what has already been to discern what's going on. You got to get before his face and let him do it. He waited till the last day to reveal that.
That's it.
Well, of the word.
Come on.
That went for.
Yes,
I tell people all the time, I say, ain't no worry about it. Don't worry about it. Ain't no big deal. I'm just going to go pray. I promise you're going to come out then.
Yeah.
It's going to come out.
Yes,
it's going to show out. And then I'm tuned in to wait to see what's getting ready to take place out. Oh. Mm-hmm. I'm just up there talking about this little word, man. You know, me and Ashpot just having a broadcast. She actually asked me, could I come on the broadcast? I said, come on, broadcast. I'm just talking about this little word right here, right? Next thing you know, all these people start coming out repenting and can. I'm like, now, I want y'all to understand something. I think we get a clear word in this ministry.
Yes.
I mean, y'all understand what I mean by clear, right?
Yeah.
Clear. It ain't broken and distorted. It ain't coming over garbled. There's no interference. It's just, it's clear.
Yeah.
Clear symbol, right? And when you get a clear word, like, I just assume that people are loving y'all like I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just going to do this.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
But boy, all of a sudden, you're going to invite the devil in by willfully sinning. We're going to digress for a second. Get Hebrews 10:26. All right.
Come on with it.
You think about this for a second. And let's hear what Paul had wrote in the Aubrey. They don't want to associate with Paul, but the writings are consistent with the letters.
Yes,
Hebrews 10:26. Look what Ibrahim says. Hebrews says right here. And then we're going to get back on point again. When you have it, read these.
For if we sin willfully.
Stop. Did we do what?
Sin willfully.
Watch this. Key point right here. Read.
After.
We what?
That we have received the knowledge of the truth.
Oh, we said up here.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. Glory. That's the truth. That's the truth.
But if we sin willfully. After we receive the knowledge of the truth, watch this.
There remains what? No more sacrifice for sin.
There remains no more forgiveness of sins. That's what sacrifice is about.
Come on. But
what?
A certain fearful.
And look what it's going to take us back to. Read on.
Looking for of judgment. And fiery
indignation. Come on.
Which shall devour the adversaries.
Read.
He that despised Moses.
Where we at now? Where we at now?
Moses is law.
He that does what?
Despise Moses.
Make light of.
Yeah.
Moses' law.
Yes,
you know
this. Come on.
How much more sore punishment? Suppose you.
Mm.
Shall he be thought worthy who has trodden underfoot the Son of Yah?
Mm.
And has counted the blood of the covenant? Whereas he was sanctified in an holy thing?
In other words, what he's saying is, okay, you've been washed, you've been cleansed, you've been sanctified. But all of a sudden, it ain't sufficient enough to forgive you of your sins.
Mm-hmm.
And we know better than that.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing on this in this universe more powerful than the blood.
Nothing. Woo!
Come on, Jeff.
Come on,
Jeff.
Counted it an unholy thing. Now, this word, this is a powerful ring.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. It has done despite.
Unto what?
Unto the spirit of grace.
Why? Because you relaxed it.
Yeah.
You try to stretch it beyond measure.
Ooh, that's it.
You've done despite to the spirit of favor.
Yeah, that's it.
That you had.
Yeah. That's it.
Read on.
For we know him that has said, vengeance belongs unto me.
Mm-hmm.
I will recompense.
So you think he's only going to recompense the nations?
No.
Mm-hmm. No, judgment first.
Come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Good
buddy. Come on, sir.
He got to have you right because he got to get you in a position because you're going to be judging the nation.
Yeah.
They be grading on the curve.
Yeah,
for
real.
Come on,
the Most High don't take bribes just because you Israel.
Come on.
Huh?
Man.
Read, teach.
Vengeance belongs unto me. I will recompense, says Yah. And again,
Yah will do what?
Y'all
will do what?
Shall judge
who?
His people.
Thank you very much. Because judgment first begins at the house of Yah.
Come on.
Right. How the hell can he trust you to be able to judge the nations rightfully if you ain't judged your own self?
Come on. That's it.
This Yah. This is what we're trying to restore.
Yeah.
Don't relax all this. I'm telling you, man. You know, I'm getting old. And I'm telling you, as you get closer to the grave, stuff becomes even more reality. It was a reality to me when I was young.
Yeah.
It's an even more reality now. To teach you when you are young to stay in the favor of Yah.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to end up bitter.
Yes, sir.
And fall out of the way.
What did
Yahshua say about that one damn devil that kept the money purse? It would have been better for him
to not even been born.
Yeah,
buddy.
Talking about Judas.
Yeah.
This is getting too heavy for y'all now. Y'all let us know.
Ain't nothing but
people who love y'all in this room.
All
the way. We get excited. The world done taught you,
you're not out of that now. You don't have to that now.
But we ain't talking about obedience. Like, man, another spirit comes on us.
Yes.
You don't make you gonna
fear falling in the hands of angels. You know what I mean?
Yep.
what makes you set apart. That's what makes you remnant.
Yes,
a lot. Even brothers among you, they not remnant. I promise you, they not remnant. Because see, them that love y'all is gonna fear him.
Yeah. Yes.
Fear Yah and what?
Keep
the commandments.
Come on.
Fear Yah and keep the commandments. See, the remnant is going to do that.
Yes.
Because that was prophetic. That was prophetic.
Yes.
That was prophetic.
Yes,
he said, I'm going to put my spirit within you and ask, hey,
come on,
you know
hell compel you.
Yes, you know what I mean? So you can see, I see how he's going to get you to do. You were going to do that anyway.
Anyway.
So that's why you got to be careful of these brothers among you. See, they come with a sorrowful speech. They come with a sorrowful excuse that mimics, that look like. See what I mean? But these are not, they not you. They not the ones that really in. You got to, that's why you got to stand firm and look these brothers in their eyes. You got to let them know, hey, you are not.
Come on.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what guarding the commandments is.
Come on.
You got to look all over their eyes. See what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what kind of generation we got to be.
Yeah. Got to be.
You on the lawn.
Come on.
Because this right here, when he say he coming back looking for a church,
without
spot. See what I mean?
Or wrinkles.
Mm-hmm. And that ain't
blemish.
That's it.
Or any such thing.
Yeah. That's it.
Yep.
See, that don't mean that you're without mercy. That just means that the standards have to be
exalted.
Come on. What the love is.
Yeah, it is.
All your heart.
God goes even further. Look what he says.
And then,
Let him come near and keep it.
No, in other words, if he's a stranger, he's dwelling within your gates, he's going to keep Passover with you. First, number one, uno, he got to be first circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
That circumcision wasn't no heart circumcision.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Out. Yeah. Right.
Line your ass up.
Yeah.
Cut ties.
You ought to be. Yeah.
You think about that now. That's stranger.
Mm-hmm.
See, in other words, I'm going to say it the old-fashioned way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want to make sure you're really with him?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the type of teeth you got in the game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Abraham, you could have faith all damn day long. Drop them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Abraham circumcised himself.
Yep.
Come on, now.
Come on, man. Come on.
You ain't thinking about that? Right. Think about it for a second. You need to make you cringe instead of that thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We're gonna put it in the Jewish way. All right? Abraham had chutzpah.
Oh yeah.
You think about this for a second.
Yeah.
And he's a father of
faith.
He's a father of
faith.
See how they try to screw us up, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna tell you the reason why they try to screw us up, because they're trying to keep us under curses.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes,
because we are the people of the book,
yeah.
But keep them under curses. As long as we're under curses, then a blessing fall upon them.
Because
they ain't got no laws anyway. They are no laws.
Right.
That's why we take our time with this stuff to dissect it. Read on, teach, watch this.
And he shall be as one that is born in the land.
In other words, he shall be one that is native in the land. That go your faith right there. A stranger could come into this, get circumcised, keep the Passover, and be the same as somebody that's born in the land.
Hallelujah.
But guess what? You can't keep your Christianity.
Nope.
Mm. Nope. You can't keep none of your father's paganism and stuff. You got to divorce yourself.
Yes.
100% complete.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You are the same rules and restrictions we are.
Yeah.
You gotta love Yahweh and him with all your
mind.
All your
mind. Oh yeah.
And all
that is
with you can't be doing that bullshit. You can't be in between two people dumb. My people, my ass.
Yeah,
this is a wrap. Yeah, this is a wrap. Yeah.
Come on, Shepherd.
Mm. Now, we are the bride of the Messiah, right?
Yes.
Anytime we read something that has to do with bride, it pertains to us.
Yep, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Am I telling the truth?
You are.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the way.
Yeah.
We're going to digress again.
Go ahead.
Go to Psalms 45:10.
Yes, sir.
And let's see what he says.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. If that requirement,
yes, sir.
If that requirement is of the woman,
yeah.
That means it's of us.
Of us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because I can tell you right now, I'm gonna tell you how much the Most High y'all separate me. Check this out. It's been 20 something years. I cannot even pick up the phone and dial a phone number of a natural family member,
mm-hmm.
Be it my mother or father's side or Carol's mother of all the side.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I can't even dial Nellie's, Summer's, anybody's.
Mm-hmm.
How you follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. Watch this. You don't hear me?
Yes, sir.
Come on. I can't even get in a vehicle and drive to one of their homes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how far off we are. T. Shane saying, I'm telling y'all straight up truth. I wouldn't even know what direction to go. Or where to go. If I passed them on the street, I wouldn't know them.
Yes.
My face is unique because, I mean, people can recognize me. I've seen people that I went to school with, they've been taking pictures on Facebook and stuff, and I go, damn, I still don't even know who that person was. I go look back in the annual that they got on the, I go, oh, that's who that is.
Damn.
Damn. Boy, you better thank y'all for makeup for your ass, boy. Because you've been rolled up hard and hung out wet. I'm telling you straight up. You hear me? But I'm telling you right now, I cannot physically get in a vehicle and drive to a relative's home.
Mm-hmm.
but I know how to get in the vehicle and drive to Israel.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I got all kinds of things I can do in Israel. I go to Kansas.
Yeah.
I go to Wisconsin.
Yes,
I go to Canada.
Yes,
I go to Alaska. I go to Indiana.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I go to North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I go to
Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Hell, I can even go to Germany.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I can head over to Japan.
Yes,
yeah. I can head over to the Philippines.
Yes, sir.
And still get that.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
I can get that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And I would much rather go and travel and be there with them.
Yes.
Oh, let them down natural unconverted ass people.
Yes, sir.
Talk to the shepherd.
Got a middle sit playing. Oh, we let Jesus know you don't shut your mouth.
Yeah.
But you see what the Most High saying, though? Look at it. He shall be as one is born in the land.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Here's the rap on this one. Look what y'all said. All
right.
And remember, what he said in Psalms 89, he's not going to alter or change anything that's going out of his lips.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Repeat.
For no.
No.
Uncircumcised person shall eat thereof.
See? Now you see the reason why Christians don't keep Passover?
Oh, yeah.
They make void of it.
Yeah.
They make void of the commandment of Yahweh, so they keep their own tradition.
I get about that.
Yeah. We ain't under that law. You ain't, no, you right. You ain't under that law.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yep. But you're going to keep a pagan ass tradition like a damn rabbit laying eggs. Hot cross buns. Are you out of your mind? You see what I mean?
Yes,
now, mind you, this is way back in the law. We proved it from Abraham, from Moses, and the stranger, and Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Well, we're going to go with a new covenant now. New Testament.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
New Testament. John, chapter 7. Verse 19 through 24. Y'all good?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
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 Are y'all getting y'all feels out there? We'll cut it off now.
Yeah.
We'll give y'all a break. If you want a break, we'll break until Shabbat morning.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all good out there? Y'all getting y'all feel? Greetings.
Did not Moses give you the law?
Mm-hmm.
Yet none of you keep the law? Why you go about to kill me?
Woo-hoo.
The people answered and said, you have a devil.
Uh-huh.
Who go about to kill you? Jesus answered and said to them,
what?
I have done one work. You all marvel.
You all marvel. Y'all sure said I've done one work.
One work.
You all marvel. Look what they even really get down now.
Huh?
Come on.
Both.
Moses, here we go again.
Come on with it.
Moses, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
All the way back to Moses again.
Yeah.
All the way back to Moses again.
Yep.
Come on, Moses, what?
Therefore gave you circumcision. Not because of it is of Moses, but of the fathers.
Of the who?
Fathers.
Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
Yep.
The fathers.
Yep.
Come on.
And you on the Sabbath day.
What did you do?
Circumcise a man.
Man, you come on. Man, you know. Man, y'all sure be having them Pharisees.
Oh, yeah.
You be having them. How is it that you understand letters? Where your degrees at? Dumbass, you looking at the word.
Hey,
the word was sitting right in front of you.
Yeah.
Yep.
You trying to interpret the very word that made you.
Oh, my goodness.
And people still trying to do that same old crap today.
Yeah.
Come on, Pastor.
Wow.
Here's a living word.
Yeah.
And the word became flesh. And the word became
flesh.
And the word became
flesh.
In the beginning was a word. The word was flesh. Come on now.
Yeah.
And the word became
flesh.
And you sit up and talking to him, and you think you're going to outsmart him. That's the word. Come on.
If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken.
It should not be what?
Broken.
Come on.
And you are angry.
Because you did what?
Because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day?
Here it is.
Just not according to the appearance.
But
judge righteous. Judge righteous.
Lift their rear end up, boy. Let them come up.
Yep.
What can you say from that? If you don't even, at least Nicodemus did have the revelation.
Right. Yeah.
Now, he was still fearful of the council, but he did come to Yahshua about night.
He did.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no man can talk like you unless God's with you. No man can do these miracles you be doing unless God's with you, man. Come on, tell me, what the hell's going on?
Right.
I have heard these things, man. Real talk. What is really going on?
Right.
He has the title and position.
Yeah.
Watch this. All for all y'all Christians out there, we're going to the, oh, you Hebrew Christians. That's an oxymoron. We're going to the Jerusalem Council. Acts 15, starting in verse 1. Oh, hell. We ain't going to read all this because we'll be here all night long. Pastor, I turn around and almost damn near copy all of Acts 15. All the way to verse 21. We'll read a couple of them. Come on. We'll read it to get it started, okay? And we'll skip around from there. Go ahead, Jeech.
And certain men, which came down from Judea, taught the brethren and said, if you be circumcised, that's
except you be what?
Circumcised.
After what?
After the manner of Moses.
You cannot be what?
You cannot be saved.
See, now these are the people right here that didn't have a spirit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's like, you know, I'm going to stop this for a second and get into this one. Then we come back on this one. There's like a lot of you people, you think that salvation, like the deceptive as religion of Christianity is you say, Father, please forgive me of my sins. I'm a sinner. Please come into my heart. I'm saved. You wicked ass.
You see what I mean?
You think you said a couple of words and you're saved.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't even repent of your sin.
Come on, man. Come on.
All you did was you repeated after some damn unconverted ass Christian like
right.
Billy Graham Freemason ass.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. Oh.
You hearing that?
Yes, sir.
There are steps to salvation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got repentance. You got to be baptized.
Yeah. Come on.
And you have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And then you have to stay safe.
Yeah.
I'm walking in the blue dog, right? I don't know who the hell told you you're supposed to repent one time and you saved.
Oh, man.
You missionary Baptist, I know that feeling. No, all you know is diarrhea and damn heartburn. You don't know that damn feeling. You don't know. You're trying to equate that feeling as if you saved. And you still out here running around committing adultery and living in sin.
Yes.
I ain't gonna hear this shit. I'm not here. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
No way. Ain't no way. Teach one on break, right? So he says, unless you be circumcised out of the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. Skip it on down. All right? Verse 5. Therefore there rose up a certain of the sect of the Pharisees, which believed, saying, that it is needful to be circumcised. To circumcise them. And commanded them to keep the law of Moses. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
And the apostles and elders came together to consider this matter. So they was like, now, wait a minute. We have a dilemma here. You got one sect over here saying this, another sect over here saying this, but this one's saying, unless you are circumcised after the circumcision of Moses, you can't be saved.
Yeah.
We got to do something about this. The Jerusalem council was Peter, James, and John.
Yeah.
The ones who actually walked and talked and lived, sweet and bread, breathed and bled with Jesus.
Yeah.
That was them, right?
Yes, sir.
Watch this. Here's the key part right here. Skip it on down, verse 8. For y'all know of the hearts of them that bear witness, giving them the what? Holy Spirit, even as he did us.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I keep telling you. When you first received the Holy Spirit, ain't not a one of us was keeping the law. Just the favor of y'all fell on us like what does that go back into? It goes back into who y'all is predestined.
That's it.
You know y'all's eyes is 10,000 times brighter than ours. He saw all of us before we was even born. He saw all of us and said, you know, I'm gonna save him.
Come on.
Yeah.
you. Scales fall from your eyes. And you gonna squander this one down the
You out of your damn.
You out of your mind.
Yes.
Way out.
Yep. Way. Mm-hmm.
It ain't no small thing when you come this way. No. To this ministry. Ain't no small thing.
No.
There's a lot of ministries out there. There's a reason why it's spelled that way. And not S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T.
Mm-hmm.
It's the reason why it's spelled that way. You need to go look up that word right there.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
So he turned around and says, and put no difference between them and them purifying their hearts by faith. Now, therefore, why tempt ye Yah and put a yoke upon the disciples which need our fathers, nor were we able to bear.
Mm-hmm.
But we believe that through the grace of Yahshua the HaMashiach, we shall be saved even as they. So watch this. He turns around and he goes on and he starts talking about the residue. Verse 17, Acts chapter 15, verse 17, keep reading.
That the residue of men might seek after Yah.
That's the rest of them. Because we are the minister to the nation.
Yes, sir.
The residue are the people that are left over who we have ministered to.
Yes, sir.
Y'all remember the prophecy of Zechariah?
Go ahead.
He says, the day is going to come.
Yep.
When you're going to take the skirt, take hold of the skirt of the one that is Yehudi.
Yep.
He said, we will follow you.
Yes.
Because we have heard that God is with you.
Yes. Yes.
That's what's going on right now.
Come on.
Fish
come on.
Fish
on me.
Read on.
And all the Gentiles, upon whom my name is called, saith Yah, who do all these things. Known unto Yah all his works from the beginning of the world.
Read.
Wherefore my sentence is.
What is your sentence?
That we trouble not them, which from among the Gentiles are turned to Yah.
Y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
But that we write unto them
that they do what?
That they abstain from pollution of idols.
Come on.
And from fornication.
Sexual immorality. Yeah.
And from things strangled.
Uh-huh.
And from blood.
So they will drink blood like you wouldn't believe it. Come on.
For Moses of old time hath in every city them that preach him being read in the synagogue.
So why did Paul turn around and institute this?
Yeah.
Look, these are brand new people coming from satanic paganism.
Yeah.
It's going to take them some time to learn our way.
Yeah.
Just give them these three things to do right now.
Yeah.
And then we'll go on and move on from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't need to blame them on
You know, and that's what Yah is, you know, he's just asking us. He's desiring us to operate in wisdom. That's why he said none teaches us. We don't move in wisdom. That was wisdom instead of laying a heavy weight on us. So when people first hear the thing that we doing, think about how people look at you all. When you were keeping the command, they think that you so burdened down. It's like, I don't get it. We just... You know, it's like we are just living a life of slavery and not even really understanding keeping the commandments. You know, I think this all the time. If they only knew what coming to the feast was like.
Ooh,
do you understand?
Boy, come on.
If you only knew what coming to the feast was. Ain't nobody standing right now. Wisdom. Yep. We was at the gym. right?
Yes, sir.
We was at the gym. This guy was watching all of us. We go, we come in the gym, we, listen, we mobbed up.
Yeah.
We got all children. We got sisters coming out of the head wrapped, the lady like,
beautiful.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. We like, oh, we ain't doing that.
I like
it.
I like helping at the Christmas tree stand.
Wicked.
About my baby.
Wicked. Wicked.
Yeah. Wicked.
Wow.
We like, yeah.
That's
wicked.
Yeah. We in there with that. So look, the guy in there, you know, he looks at us. I watch him. We see him. He just watching.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, man, he bouncing his basketball, watching. So I peeps him out. But again, so we in there. I go down there. I get the ball. We shooting around. So I just throw some things out to see where he at.
Fishing.
You know, I start talking about driver's license.
Fisherman.
The difference in driving with a corporate ID versus a state passport.
Mm-hmm.
He's like,
yeah.
So then I goes on and I tell him, I say, well, I say, see, the thing about getting wisdom is about understanding who you are. See, we Israelites.
Yeah.
Shall not lay a seed with
you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you mean? But I didn't go into a whole bunch. I just told him, I said, look, we homeschool our children. We make sure our children understand what it means to pray.
There you go.
The true.
There you go.
To give our life.
There
this is why we're doing what
go.
We are doing. This is why you see me in here. I'm in here with my house. This is my house right there. That's my East out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in here holding this down.
That's
ain't nobody left. I'm in here.
Yeah.
I'm in here. He had to measure himself then.
Yeah.
Man, when can we talk? I said, there it is right there.
Open the door.
That's it. See what I mean?
Open
the door. Man, that's what Paul, he wasn't trying to run him off. We would start coming in, and you got to grow your beard, you got to do this, and your wife got to wrap her head right now, and you wicked. Or you can wear folks out for them.
Oh, yeah.
Walk
them
away.
Choke them out and put too much on.
Too much on. And there it is. It's right in the book. So, like, Shepard say, everything is in this book.
Oh, yeah.
If we willing.
Yeah.
We willing to follow Yah. We willing to follow the example that's in front of us. Man, listen, y'all understand how much I love this.
Yeah, I
love. I love the fact that it's a standard set. Because y'all say set a standard in Israel. See, y'all think pastors be talking and saying, by kidding this. But he said he set a standard.
Come on,
this ain't got nothing to do with
the
person. See what I mean?
Because
if people would come and be men, if people would understand what we see when you have seen things from the spiritual standpoint, it's not taught. Everything is all calculated and laid out because it's meant for those, for the hearers.
There you go.
And the doers. It's meant for that. That's a small number of people. You understand? Everybody's not hearing, and definitely everybody's not doing. But when you do things according to wisdom, it's going to get who it's supposed to get, and it's going to separate who it's supposed to separate. That's what it's supposed to be. Yah is coming back for the small remnant of people.
Hallelujah.
Those who are chosen, handpicked since the beginning. We all stand in this room because we was handpicked.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's
yep. Man, hey, man, y'all do this with everything in you.
Awesome.
Let's go, Chef.
So, 15 years ago, we got women in his ministry, right now in his ministry. You know, if you just go back, you can look and see why I did all these traveling, different cities. They come to the ministry, they sit right on the front row, mini skirts, legs wide open, makeup on, everything. And now they're some of the most faithful saints in the ministry.
Hallelujah.
I ain't calling no names, but y'all know who you are.
That's it. Chef, I mean.
There ain't no unnecessary burden on them. None of that.
Yeah.
None whatsoever at all.
Hallelujah.
Hear that?
Yes, sir.
Y'all get it, right?
Yes,
exactly what Pastor's saying. I could see them and know exactly where they are. They didn't know where they were.
Right.
I knew where they were, but I wasn't going to sit up there and just pound them with the law.
Mm-hmm.
Pound them with the word.
Right.
And they are faithful in his ministry right now.
Hallelujah.
Some of them make a lot of music in this ministry.
That's it.
Singing to the glory of Yah.
Now, for you damn people been around for the last 4 or 5 years hearing all this, especially you men, you ain't getting no passes. They got it on one message. Your ass still 4 or 5 years later.
Mm.
Come
on.
Truth.
Be not stiff-necked.
Come on.
That's what y'all said, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get with it. So, circumcision of the heart is in the law of Yah. We read that, right?
Yes, sir.
But if you're circumcision in the flesh, you can be circumcised in the flesh, but if you don't obey the law, then your circumcision is meaningless.
Mm-hmm.
It's worthless. It's in vain.
Yep. Yep.
Paul says in Romans chapter 2, verse 25, let's read on down to 29. Read, teach.
For circumcision, indeed profit.
Stop. And circumcision does what?
Indeed,
profit. And so
profit.
It means it's beneficial.
Yes.
Read on.
Mm-hmm. If you practice.
If you what?
Practice the law.
If you practice the law. Come on.
But if you are a transgressor.
Oh. See the balance?
Yes.
See the beautiful balance?
Yes, sir.
And yeah, it's a full balance.
Yes.
Read on.
Of the law of the Torah, your circumcision.
You can be cut.
Yeah.
And what? Your circumcision what?
Has become
it's like you ain't never been circumcised.
Mm.
You went through the mountains, but your heart wasn't in.
Hallelujah.
It don't mean nothing.
Mm.
Read on.
So, if an uncircumcised one
watches what?
Watches over the righteousness of the law of the Torah, shall not his uncircumcision be reckoned as circumcision?
Mm. You can keep every jot and tittle on the law, but yet your heart is still not in it.
Mm.
You can be, at that time, your circumcision is still uncircumcision.
Because
your heart ain't in it.
Yeah,
that's why Moses had to turn around and say, damn, I done wrote y'all law. I told you, when you go into the land, don't do like these people do. Don't do like the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Moabites, the Midianites. Don't do like them. But then you get in there, damn, I got to write another law.
Yep.
You got to write another law.
Because
you people, you're trying to extend and go as close to the edge as you can. Get
that's it.
That's why 613 of them in there.
Come on.
You're a stiff-necked people.
Yeah.
The whole law is summed up in the commandment.
Yeah.
Right. And then when his spirit is in you, it's written on your heart.
Yeah.
You ain't got to have nothing written down on no piece of paper.
No.
Your heart with the Holy Spirit already tells you what's right and what's wrong.
Yes, sir.
You mean tell me you don't know you don't need to be laying with your father's wife?
Come on.
Yep.
Come on.
All right.
The stuff that we do, like adultery.
Mm.
You know what that's it.
Boy,
even right there.
That's property rights.
See what I mean?
That Pastor Gordon, that is his property.
Yes.
And it's already written in law. You don't trespass, right?
Mm-hmm.
On another man's property.
Yes.
Even that natural law, they got that.
Yes.
No trespass.
Yes. Yes.
You can't understand that simple thing?
Yes.
Now I'm an OG.
Mm-hmm.
OG means, there's your woman? Nah, you got to worry about it.
That's it.
You can die, you still ain't got to worry about it.
I'm just
OG. That's
come on,
old.
Come on,
yes,
Chef.
In OG language.
Yes, sir.
You hear about, y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
That's just a cold OG language.
Yeah.
There's your what? Nah, okay.
That's it.
You can pass on and die and go on and stuff. Nah, okay.
Good.
No, he'll take care of it.
Understand
that. That's my brother's wife.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll take care of it. I ain't going to do nothing to father.
That's it.
That's OG code.
Yeah.
And you can't get when it says you should not commit adultery, means you should not trespass on your brother's property.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
He has 100% complete ownership.
Oh, yep. Yes. Yes. Come on.
See, we don't know the law.
You don't know the law.
Hold on. Go to Romans 7:1 real quick. We're going to get finished with this.
Yeah.
Y'all going to have to hold off on them lines right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on. Come on. We're going to finish. Come on. Come on.
Get Romans 7:1. Keep reading.
Come on. W not, brethren. Why speak to them that know the law?
Mm-hmm. Y'all hear that?
Yes,
sir.
Bad. I speak to them that do what?
No.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
How long that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives?
That's what we're talking about.
Come on. Yep.
And see, we've been reared and raised in a culture to teach us know the law of man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Ooh.
Know the law statute for a man.
Yep.
Forget the law, y'all.
True.
It's been done away with. You damn bastard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very true. We awesome.
There ain't no law without y'all's law.
Come on.
So let's go back over to Romans 2. Come on with 26 reading.
Thank you.
2:26.
So, if an uncircumcised one watches over the righteousness of the law of the Torah, shall not his uncircumcision be reckoned as circumcision?
Sure it will. Mm-hmm. He ain't even circumcised yet. He's keeping the righteousness of the law, all that he knows.
Yep.
Come on.
And the uncircumcised by nature, who perfects the law, who perfects the Torah, shall judge you, who notwithstanding letter and circumcision are transgressors of the law?
So you got circumcised, but you try to use the law is in favor of you because you got circumcised, but you ain't living a damn thing.
Right.
Translation.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
For he is not a Yehudi.
That is what?
Who is so outwardly.
But?
Neither is circumcision that which is outward in the flesh.
Now, stop. Did not the law cover that earlier?
No, it did.
Did he not talk about law and circumcision of the heart?
Yeah.
So don't think Paul is talking double talk.
Right.
He's speaking consistently with what the law says.
Yes, yes.
The law commanded and demanded physical and spiritual circumcision of the heart.
Yes,
and he's still doing the same thing now, but they just want to run with just spiritual circumcision.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. You better get your ass cut, nigga.
Yeah.
Negro, honky, hoochie, European, African, Shemite, Hamite, whatever the hell you are, you get converted. You better stop that shit and become 100% total Israelite.
They don't need a king when you get 20. One law.
Get Exodus 12, man.
Stop.
Don't be this stick right here, man. We're going to be here all night long. Let's roll with this. Read on. Verse 29. No, go to Romans 2:29. Don't go over there. I stopped that, man, because we're going to digress. I don't want to do that, man. Come on. I want to, but I don't want to. Come on.
But a Yehudi is he who is so inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in spirit, not literally, whose praise is not from men,
but from Elohim.
And Christian will turn around and say, see, you don't need to be circumcised because that fits that damn Greco-Roman European-ass culture.
Mm-hmm.
As if they'd done away with natural circumcision, but they didn't do that.
No.
Right. How we know that? All right? Well, I'll tell you what. Read 1 Corinthians 7:19.
The circumcision is not. And the uncircumcision is not. But the guarding of the commands of Elohim does matter.
Now, wait a minute. He just got finished canceling out both of them then.
Mm-hmm.
He said, okay, you circumcised? Nothing. You are circumcised? Nothing. But what really matters is the guarding of the commandments of Yah.
Mm-hmm.
So we get over here to Abraham, and I'm going to read this. Genesis 21:4. Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 years old.
8 days old.
As Yah had commanded him. verse 17, chapter 17, verse 24. Abraham was 90 years old and 9 when he circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin.
Yeah.
99 years old. What the hell was this? What the hell was Abraham before that conversion?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but a heathen until y'all chose him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Verse 25, Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he circumcised him in the flesh of his foreskin.
Yeah.
13. 26, same day, Abraham circumcised his son Ishmael. Moses, we read it already. Cut the foreskin off, being uncircumcised. Paul, let's get this. Philippians 3:4. For we are the circumcision which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Yahshua the HaMashiach and have no confidence in the flesh. Though if I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he have whereof he might trust in the flesh, I the more. Paul said, you want to trust in the flesh? I got more than all of you. My resume thicker than all y'all.
Yes.
Look what he says right here. Verse 5, reteach.
Circumcised the 8th day.
You can't get that. You can't get no better than that.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Mm-hmm. Paul said he was circumcised on what day?
8th day.
Read on.
Of the stock
of Israel. Come on.
And of the tribe
of Israel. What else was it?
A Hebrew of the Hebrews.
Read.
As touching the law.
Of what? In other words, I done checked every damn block you trying to check.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I got it all.
Yep.
Then he turns around in Acts 16:3, Paul turns around and circumcised Timothy.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. He just got finished speaking over in Romans about what matters is the circumcision of the heart.
Yeah.
Same thing that the law works.
Yeah.
Then he turns around physically telling you his pedigree.
Yeah.
Well, he was circumcised the 8th day.
Mm-hmm.
Then he turns around and gets a brand new Gentile convert because they knew that his father was a Greek. Look what he did. Romans, Acts 16, verse 3, read.
Him would Paul have to go forth with him and took and circumcised him because of the Udim which were in those quarters. For they knew all that his father was a Greek.
Because there's no way that Yehudim was going to let an uncircumcised Gentile enter into the synagogue.
That's it.
Paul said, bro, let me tell you something, Tim. I understand, yay, we all hear by faith, but the law does say this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you want to get cut, brother, before we get up in this back. I'm telling you, they ain't going to receive you. Then you know that the Gentiles would even receive this then.
Yeah.
That's why Paul wrote letters and told Timothy, gave him instructions. This is what I bid you right here to ordain elders in every city.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I hope y'all learned something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot of y'all Negroes trying to jump. I'm going to tell you straight up. If you want to get married, our daughters are Zion, and our daughters are Zion are learning this and have trust in the leadership of their pastors and elders, you ain't getting married to none of them unless your ass is circumcised. You're going to have a physical circumcision and a spiritual circumcision.
You're
going to get a vote.
Hallelujah.
You got a lot of virgin dollars. I mean, I can't turn around and just turn them over to them. Any of them.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. You ain't going to meet all the righteousness of the law?
Yes, sir.
Come on, man. Y'all brothers good?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Pastor, you gave good word tonight, man.
Hallelujah.
Kind of hard to hold it when y'all put it on you like it, though, isn't it?
Man, it is.
You hear somebody cooking. Light bulb goes off. Hey, we love each and every last one of you. We're getting ready for the Lions Den coming up next. All the Israelites that's in the room with us. Man, let me tell y'all something. Why did Paul put this, follow me as I follow Messiah?
Hallelujah.
Isn't that how he put it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Just do that.
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to tell you to follow Baki because he ain't following Messiah.
Yeah.
He's vainly puffed up in the spirit of his own mind.
Yeah. True.
See, you see what I'm saying? It'd be a waste of time now.
Mm-hmm.
He already... Y'all did not hear me for the last couple of months call his ass out, and it was dark.
Yep.
Total, just nothing.
Yep.
And it was on every single thing we said. Now come time to call you out, get you there, all of a sudden we say, don't worry about me. We ain't got time for these romper room, foolish-ass games.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to work.
Hallelujah.
And then me and El Rufus proceeded to lay out just some of the work we did in 2021. And we got 2022, and it's loading up fast. We're too busy trying to get y'all people free. We try to play these damn little childish-ass games. Where you sit behind damn mics all day long with them stocking cap over your head, damn looking like some damn elf from damn Santa Claus and stuff, talking about some green monsters or something like that coming down to preach to you. We've been green, blood green, ground green, and we come from or some chakras and Nahabi damn chicken wings.
Your ancestors.
Your damn ancestors. We ain't no way in hell.
You better smoke it too many of them doobies, man. I'm telling you, man. You got too much opium in those damn meditation rooms. That damn opium that went to the scene of man. Oh, yeah, I mocked you just like Elijah did his damn false prophet of hell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You a false-ass prophet.
Yes.
Sorry-ass Negro.
Yes.
Man, these people are something else.
Hey, it's wild.
Damn, like the wildest on Game of Thrones. Anyway. Hey, y'all brought good. Y'all got to be crazy. Y'all got anything? You might got a last word. All right, Pastor, we get your last word, man. We're going to call it night. Get ready for a live dance, man.
Y'all, you know, Pastor, we just praise y'all, you know, for you and this generation. Because, it's about raising up a generation, like I said. You know, you hear this word tonight, you know, willing to stand, willing to cut off falsehoods, willing to, you know, tear through evil.
You said
things that don't amount to keeping Yah out front and serving him and doing the law perfect according to the Spirit. And we get outside his will. And,
yeah.
And that's what tonight was.
Mm.
That's what tonight is. I hope you received it. I hope you heard it. I hope it can touch your heart and get you to want to be in this zeal so that when the Messiah returns, he can find you doing what he told you to do.
Yes, you got that right.
That plain and simple. Bless you, Shepherd. Bless you, Israel.
Pastor Corey will be delivering tomorrow morning's Shabbat message.
Hallelujah.
We appreciate you, Jennifer, last one of you that was here tonight. Hope that some way, somehow you was edified in the Messiah. Y'all show home and say, listen. There are, as if there may be, in this world, so many different kinds of voices.
Mm-hmm.
Every single voice has a meaning, and none of them without any significance, but they all have a meaning. Mm-hmm. Satan, remember, he comes to you as wolves in sheep's clothing. They come before you as my people. They sound like my people. They look like my people. They talk like my people,
yep,
but they ain't my people.
Nope.
Y'all just remember that.
Yes, sir.
All right? And remember, the acid test is this. By their fruits, you shall know them. You got to know what good fruit is.
That's it.
You've been bottom feeding all your life, you're going to know what good fruit is.
Mm-hmm.
You got to rise up above that.
Yes, sir.
And the only way you're going to rise up above that, you got to become an agricultural people yourself.
Yes,
sir. We bless y'all. Teach, you got a last word? We bless y'all in the sweet presence of the strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name, our soon coming king. Yahshua the Hamashiach. Lion being coming up next. Daniel Muir. N-U-I-R is the title, brother. Daniel Muir. Shabbat Shalom. King coming. Looking forward to seeing each and every one of you. Come on, Teach. Bring us
all about
here. Bless you, sir. All right, bless y'all, brothers.
Bless you.
Thank you.
All right.